A business magazine for senior executives has offered up its list of the best new business books. The list by Strategy and Business magazine amounts to recommended reading, and that list also gives us a chance to spot some trends in management. Randall Rothenberg is the magazine's editor-in-chief.
One of the new ones that's really interesting to me is about the dilemma of transparency. The notion that the world is becoming an increasingly clear window in which all prices are known, all product or service opportunities are known. Customers are mobile. They'll flee you for a better offer in a moment's notice, in which the labor force is mobile. And so a lot of the books deal either directly or indirectly with this dilemma of transparency.
So what's a book that takes on the challenge of competing with everyone, everywhere, all the time, on everything?
In a very interesting way, a book that does that is The Substance of Style by Virginia Postrell. Its subtitle is How the Rise of Aesthetic Value is Remaking Commerce, Culture, and Consciousness. And the thesis of the book is that in a world of increasingly commoditized products and services, aesthetics, the experience, the desirability of a product or service is one of the few and perhaps the only sustainable competitive advantages a company can gain.
What's an example?
My favorite example is Apple's iPod. Apple found a way to create something in which the entire experience, from the physical design to the joy of using the product, combined to make it the market leader.
This is a product that allows you to put thousands of songs, if you have that many, into a single device and carry it around and listen to them all the time. There are plenty of such products, but you're saying Apple is the one with the cool design, comfortable features, and the great marketing campaign.
More than that, Steve. That is all true. But there's also the utility of the iTunes store online, the ease with which it can be searched. And Postrell says that that kind of totality or holistic aesthetic experience is the competitive advantage of companies going forward.
I want to move on to another book here that deals with the question of how a company can survive in a changing world, in a hyper-competitive world. The title of the book is interesting because it's Change Without Pain. This book by Eric Abramson argues that change can be bad for a company if it's done the wrong way or too often.
Absolutely. And the annals of business history, including recent business history, are replete with companies that failed because of badly ideated or badly structured change programs. Abramson is saying, look, even if you have to destroy and rebuild your business in order to stay abreast of the competition, you should still look to the qualities of your people, look to the inherent good qualities of your firm, and try and redeploy those rather than destroy those in the process of making change happen.
Obviously, business books are a good business. A lot of them get talked about. A lot of them end up on people's desks. They turn into gifts. Do you think that all that many people actually read them?
Lots of people in business actually read business books, and since more and more of us are spending more and more of our time either at work or thinking about work, I think it's a market with real legs and real traction. The interesting thing is that you find more and more academics who are really interested in having impact with their work, and so are working very, very hard at accessible writing.
That's Randall Rothenberg, the editor-in-chief of Strategy and Business Magazine.